Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Node. We continue the 30 Days of Lore for the elf-punk married to cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. We started the second week of our program, and we're moving a bit away from history. For this week, we're looking at aspects of the current culture of Manta, the building blocks of the world, and major genre aspects of the setting. Today, we're talking about the cyberpunk aspects of the world, specifically the network and the interface. The global net doesn't exist in the way it does in our real world. While city-states do have a connection through satellites and large land and undersea trunk cables, your average person doesn't have the ability to use them. Instead, the system relies on a short-distance mesh network. This network of things permits the dwellers of city-states to access any public node from any location, so long as there is a line of rebroadcasting devices. This of course means that corporately owned sites are the most common locations people interact with. Big house movies, approved books, canned music, all are available with a license. Most citizens gain free access to these from their corporate workplace, but there's a market for cross-corporation indulgence and under-the-table resharing. This gray market eventually leads down to a black market, where independent producers of content provide rogue entertainment and information. These anarchists provide constantly moving nodes that deliver media from other city-states, underground bands, and illegal literature. So how does the interface look? Most access the network through one of two ways, augmented reality or holograms. Glasses, contacts, implants in the eyes, replacement eyes. And even a few looking glass models here and there show up for augmented reality users, showing private displays of information, programs, and other content. Holograms are displayed by nanotime laser pulses and offer a small amount of tactile interface with these quick pulse plasma structures. Most of these are small-scale displays with limited intended interaction, and seeing these holograms is no longer considered that impressive to your average city-state dweller. A third, less common access method is a full virtual reality experience. An experience usually reserved for gamers, implant hackers, and full emotive experience recordings. The interface isn't too different from what we use today. Faster, but with more limited data points. There are social networks, chat rooms, and peer-to-peer connections. The white, gray, and black sites people visit offer a similar range of information for hobbies and interests, although the chance for non-corporate entrepreneurs is far more limited unless someone is willing to attempt to start their own market house. Starting a house without the approval of a great house, however, is no easy task. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow, bye-bye. Music for week 2 of the Dog Days of Podcasting is the song Cyberpunk from the album Psychobabble by the alien Mike E.T. Provided by Magnatune.com.